biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Live! From the Palatial Yet Not Overly Ostentatious Studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm Straight Flexin', or via the good old cesspool of Twitter at Zach Gelb. That's ZACHGELB. Coming up hour 20 from now, we'll chat it up with midday host, soon to be morning host at Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia, Joe DeCamera, as the Eagles Super Bowl week is right around the corner. I fly out to Arizona on Sunday, so we'll have a little chat as we start to preview the big game with Joe DeCamera an hour 20 from now. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, NFL insider Matt Lombardo will join us and we'll go around the league. But first up, producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
I don't know about that Hot Take Hickey.
Okay, so the other day I was talking about how this NBA season really has no juice and not a lot of drama as in years past, and there's not many great storylines. I don't think this is a great storyline now, but it's definitely a storyline filled with drama, and it is an insufferable storyline. Because let me be abundantly clear. My first reaction today, when I found out that Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets once again, my reaction isn't, oh, I'm shocked. Oh, I can't believe that Kyrie Irving isn't going to honor a commitment. And when things overall are generally going well for the Brooklyn Nets from a record standpoint, and maybe there's a little intrigue when you get a healthy KD back and you have him with Kyrie Irving, what the Nets could do in an Eastern Conference. So you would think, right, Kyrie would be motivated to go play in a postseason run and all that. Like, none of that matters. Because Kyrie Irving is all about himself. And let's not sugarcoat this. Kyrie Irving is a jackass. That's what he is. He's a drama, attention-seeking jackass who only cares about himself. And this is just so absurd. And I know he goes to the Nets. He says, let's get a contract extension done. The Nets put some parameters in the deal to protect themselves. And who could blame them? And he doesn't want to deal with any stipulations in it. Kyrie Irving can't be trusted. You don't know when this guy is going to give it his all. You don't know when he's going to elect not to show up. You don't know when he's going to say he has a birthday party to attend. So Kyrie Irving requests a trade. Go screw. Like, seriously, the Nets shouldn't trade him. And I get it. If you don't trade him, he said he's going to walk at the end of the year. I don't care. The Nets would be foolish to double down on the initial investment with Kyrie Irving and at the end of this year, give this guy, this clown, a contract extension? Why? Because he played a few months? Because he's an all-star? If anyone gives Kyrie Irving a 4 or 5 year deal, expect it to end in a disastrous way. Because ever since this guy left LeBron James in Cleveland, and this is coming from someone who used to root for Kyrie, who used to own Kyrie gear, who used to love the Kyrie Irving story. But ever since he left LeBron James, he's been insufferable. And you know that when the tough times occur, even if they don't even look like there's tough times, he's going to try to force his way out. This dude has zero commitment. He's not trustworthy. And if you expect him to go to your team and have a long, happy marriage, you haven't been paying attention. Because he could blame whoever he wants in Boston. He went to Boston, said he wants to be there as long as you'll have me. And it was his fault why that didn't work out. And then here's the irony of all this. Like, you could say when he wanted to get away from LeBron James that he didn't get to pick Boston because he was traded. He became a free agent and he got to pick the Brooklyn Nets. And Kevin Durant and him wanted to join forces together in Brooklyn. And I said this at the time. Whatever happened in Boston, even though I didn't like the way that it went down, and Kyrie was at fault, and he was the main reason, and really the only reason why it didn't work out in Boston, I don't want to hear anything else from Kyrie that he's not happy, or he doesn't want to play, or he doesn't like the organization, because Kyrie Irving picked the Brooklyn Nets. And ever since he got to Brooklyn, he's been a royal pain in the ass. And I could sit here and say, wow, Kevin Durant, like, shame on you. Why did you trust this guy with what happened in Boston? And you saw the way that it ended in Boston. But KD, because he couldn't stand everyone saying, oh, you didn't win a legit championship and all that nonsense. You already joined a great team, blah, 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 blah. He felt like he needed to pick a running mate, go somewhere that is not already established, go somewhere that's obscure like Brooklyn, and go win there. But Kevin Durant picking Kyrie Irving was a massive, and I mean a massive mistake. And part of me says I feel bad for Kevin Durant, but I don't always love the way that Kevin Durant has navigated his time in Brooklyn. But you look at Kyrie Irving. The Celtics got burned by him. The Nets are now getting burned by him. He could want a trade. And if I'm the Nets, I'm telling him, show up. If you don't show up, we're not paying you. We need you. You're playing for us. You want to walk at the end of the year, that's fine. But if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not trading him. Because what are you going to get back for him? I don't think you have a lot of leverage. I don't think you're going to get back anything of real significance for Kyrie Irving, who's a great player, but he's also a great headache. And no one could trust him. So unless you get something back significant, which I don't think you will, I would say, dude, show up to work, give it your all, or we're going to suspend you, conduct detrimental to the team, and we ain't paying you. That's what I would say to Kyrie Irving. Because I'm sick and tired of all you idiots that make excuses and that cater to Kyrie Irving and think Kyrie Irving is in the right. Kyrie Irving has not been in the right. Kyrie Irving has ruined his legacy. Kyrie Irving has ruined his reputation ever since he left LeBron James. And he had every right to leave LeBron James. You won a championship with LeBron. You hit an iconic shot. Great player. We all know that. You wanted to go do this on your own. That's fine. Then in Boston, you couldn't lead on your own. So you then go hitch your wagon to Kevin Durant, and pretty much you're spitting in the face of Kevin Durant right now. Because say what you want about all the past drama. KD wanting out. The Nets not trading KD. Kyrie wanting out. All that stuff. The Nets this year have a good record. The Nets this year are more than a respectable team. Now, I'm not expecting this to end in a championship, but if you look at the way the Eastern Conference is, as long as Kevin Durant returns healthy, the Nets have a shot in the Eastern Conference. But Kyrie Irving doesn't care about his teammates. Kyrie Irving doesn't care about winning. Kyrie Irving just cares about himself. And he's not realistic. This is a guy that's a narcissist. He's a jackass. That's what he is. So now, because the Nets won't give you a deal and the Nets would be foolish, the Nets would be the biggest dopes on the planet if they gave him a long-term deal. Because you can't trust the guy. So since you're not going to get that deal, wah! Oh, I want out! Wah! Give me a break. You're insufferable. You're embarrassing. And I hope no one trades for you. I know what the report is. And I love Shams, but it's coming from Shams. You know he's in the Kyrie camp, so he even knows how legit it is. But you hear that the Lakers, the Suns, the Mavericks have emerged as potential suitors. I don't think the Nets are going to trade him. Because what are you going to get back? You're not going to get anything back significant. And also, if you're one of those teams trading for him, if you do give up something significant, you have confidence to eventually extend him after the year once he hits free agency. If you want to go trust Kyrie Irving and you want to go give him a 4 or 5 year deal, good luck. Let me know your address. I'll send you the aspirin now because he's a headache. And the juice isn't worth the squeeze with him. It's just not. Because you never know what mood Kyrie Irving's going to be in. And if something doesn't go his way, he immediately turns on you. And even when things are going well, even when things are smooth sailing, like the Nets have had a good year this year, he will find a way to ruin it. Because this dude loves burning down the house and saying, not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. I can't stand this guy. And once again, I used to be a huge Kyrie Irving fan. And I can't stand this guy because he's a fraud. He plays the victim card over and over again, and he's no victim. So Kyrie, I said this years ago, I'll say it again. You don't want to play in Brooklyn? You don't want to play in a team for a team that's a contender right now? Just do us all a favor. Go take your ball, go home, cry, Kyrie, and just retire. Because he's never happy. He is never, ever since leaving LeBron James, he's not happy. And even if he got traded to the Lakers and reunites with LeBron, you're not in a winning environment right now. The Lakers are a joke. Oh, I had to get this off my chest, Hickey. Because I can't stand this guy. Like, I'm not surprised by today. Because nothing surprised me anymore with Kyrie Irving. But this is like a new low for him. Because the Nets are actually in a decent spot this year. This is the team that he wanted to join. And you saw it coming a few weeks ago. Remember, this guy didn't want to be here. Then all of a sudden, yeah, I want to be here. Let's get a contract done. And then I don't know the extent of the talks, but from the conversations, the Nets put X, Y, and Z in his contract extension that they offered him. And they said, you got to do this, 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 this. They had to protect themselves because they got burned by him before. And Kyrie's above that. Because Kyrie, once again, thinks he's done nothing wrong. Hickey, if you couldn't tell by the last 13 minutes, this dude is so insufferable in Kyrie Irving. And I don't even care. I don't even know why I'm getting worked up about this anymore. Because this is who this guy is. And we could bitch about it. We could complain about it all we want. He's never going to change. And he's only going to care about himself and always feel as if he's slighted over and over and over again when he constantly just screws teams and screws teammates over and over and over again.
You should be happy with today's news.
Why?
Get rid of him. End the headache. There's no reason to have him on your roster anymore.
I don't want him to get his way. I don't. I'd rather have him walk for nothing. Nothing. Zilch. Nada at the end of the year. Just because he bitches and complains? If you don't want to play for Brooklyn, then don't get paid for the rest of your contract this year. Because you know that's going to happen. If the Nets don't trade him, there's going to be a birthday party out of nowhere. There's going to be something else. He's not going to show up. He's going to say his back hurts or his leg hurts. All the nonsense. It's so predictable. So it's very simple. Because you're not, there would be something if you would get something significant back for Kyrie, then I would agree with you. Trade him. Just get rid of the headache and get what you can get if it's something significant. But since you're not going to get anything significant, I would say you play with us, you give it your all with us, or we're going to suspend you. That's what I would do. I'm not just letting him go to the Lakers for basically nothing because that's where he wants to go.
I would do whatever. If someone gave me two basketballs and said, here are two game-ready new balls
but
to use.
But that's not worth it for me.
I'm doing it. No, it's worth it.
No, it's not.
He is not a winning player.
I don't want him to get his way.
He does not contribute to winning.
You're right.
He's a cancer in the locker room. He 100%. Does more harm than good. So don't keep him on your roster. Even if he's suspended, that's a distraction. It hurts your
care.
Team, even if you are making a point of, I'm going to stick
he's
it to
a
you,
jackass.
You're not going to get your way. It only hurts you in the end. Get rid of him. Say, see you, Nora. I bet you the Nets have a lot better time, a lot better days with him not there than trying to you stick it to him and say, oh, we're going to keep you here as a punishment and either play me you don't want to play or suspend you and have you mope and have that carry over throughout the rest of the season off the court.
I know he's a tremendous talent, but why would anyone trade for this guy right now?
You can't. He's not worth it.
Especially when he's going into free agency. So if you give up something significant and then you give him a 4 or 5 year deal, yeah, let's see where that is a year or 2 years from now. It will blow up in your face. He is so insufferable. Like, I don't think this is hyperbole. I think he may be the most insufferable athlete in sports right now. Because this dude has so much talent. He is such a great player. And he's his own worst enemy. And he just shoots himself in the foot over and over and over again. And you know what? I think less of Kevin Durant. If KD still tolerates this guy. Like, if KD is still concerned about being friends with Kyrie Irving, because KD left the Warriors to go join this guy. And he has just stabbed you in the back over and over again. If I'm KD, I'm saying, yo, Kyrie, stop your trade demands, come play with us, and then walk at the end of the year. You at least owe it to me. And if Kyrie says I'm still demanding a trade, I would say, lose my number, never talk to me again, you lost a friend. But I don't think KD has the chops to do that. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think the Nets will do with Kyrie Irving? I think the Nets are going to keep him on the roster. And then he'll walk after this year. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And you know what's also, I don't want to say it's funny, but if you're Kyrie, from like a business standpoint here, your reputation is in the gutter. You're actually playing really good basketball this year. And your team is playing well. If you're trying to get the next long-term deal, don't you think a logical, sane person, which Kyrie isn't, would just get through this year with pretty much no further distractions than what already has occurred this year? And then at the end of the year, you could say, oh, I made it through a whole season. The Nets were a 2 seed. Maybe they got to an Eastern Conference final, and I gave him my all. That would make him, I don't think it would change our opinion, but maybe to another GM that's looking for a reason to sign this guy and give this guy a long-term deal. He didn't quit on the team again like he did in Boston, like he's done 9,000 times in Brooklyn. Like, that to me shows you how stupid Kyrie Irving is this time around, because for the most part, the Nets overall have been a pretty positive story this year. They're playing well on the court. So he should have got through this season without requesting a trade, but he can't help himself. There's just guys that love to surround themselves with drama. And Kyrie, he is the definition of just the drama queen. And when things are going the right way, you're right, he's a cancer in the locker room, and he will always mess it up. So if you're a dopey GM that's like, oh, we'll be able to control him, good luck with that. Make your bed and lie in it, because it will be a disaster and you'll be covered in just bleep. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles. Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Hickey, we get a lot of things wrong on this show. I think that was my most accurate take yet. As we listen back to what I said about Kyrie Irving, what was that, from the summer? I would imagine, do we have a date on that or a time frame from around?
June 27th, to be exact. So over 6 months ago, and the story holds true.
I can't really pat myself on the back, though, for that one. That's the most obvious prediction ever. The easiest prediction I've ever had to make here on CBS Sports Radio, that Kyrie Irving would eventually mess things up in Brooklyn, and it would once again just blow up in his face and the Brooklyn Nets' face. Now, just wondering, early on from the Shams Charania report, and I love Shams, but everything that he gets about Kyrie is directly from the Kyrie Irving camp. And that's been documented more so than ever this past year. The Lakers, Suns, and Mavericks have emerged as potential suitors for Brooklyn Nets all-star Kyrie Irving because Kyrie is being a jackass, only cares about himself, and is once again requesting a trade. So the Lakers, if you want to get traded to the Lakers, go be my guest. They're 25-28. They're currently the 12th seed in the Western Conference. You know LeBron wants him. But can I just ask a simple question? What are they giving up? What are the Nets taking back in order to trade Kyrie Irving? Like, you would have to think Russell Westbrook's a part of that deal, but that's a big problem for the Nets because KD and Russ, last time I checked, ever since that split in OKC where KD left OKC to go join the Golden State Warriors, let's just say don't have the best relationship in the world. So, Hickey, if the Lakers are the team that probably want him the most, but what are they giving up that the Nets would say, okay, I could see it. Let's go get the deal done.
Bobby Marks had a fake trade that's getting a lot of traction. It is Russell Westbrook. It is Lonnie Walker. It is a first-round pick in exchange for Kyrie Irving and Joe Harris.
If you're the Nets, let's just get to the main point of that deal. Would you want Russell Westbrook?
Yes.
You would?
Over Kyrie, absolutely.
I can't really argue that.
Absolutely.
But does KD want him? Because that's the other thing. Now, if Kyrie walks out the door, which is going to happen, whether he gets traded this year or if it's in free agency, does that mean Durant is definitely gonzo too? Like, we already know that Durant already tried to request a trade this offseason, and that said, unless we get something that blows us away, we're not trading it. He's still under contract for a few years. So I really wonder if KD is at his end with Kyrie, which I don't think he is. In some bizarre way, I think KD like always thinks Kyrie is right. I don't know why he keeps on defending this guy, but maybe he's trying to make the best out of what is a crappy situation and realizes he just has to be supportive of Kyrie. But if Kyrie does get traded and you're KD, does KD want Russell Westbrook? Because we know that relationship ended really ugly when KD left OKC to go to Golden State.
It did. I would say for a half of year, half a year, which would this would be on expiring contract, I would say yes. if I'm Kevin Durant, again, this is me.
But you're a sane human being.
Kyrie Irving, I would say anyone but Kyrie Irving, it would be an upgrade, even if the talent is less, which it would be.
But you are a sane person that isn't petty. Durant is extremely petty. I think he probably wants nothing to do with Russell Westbrook. That's why I think it's going to be tough for that deal to go down. But let me throw out two other destinations, the other two other that were there. The Dallas Mavericks. Like, if I'm the Mavericks, I know you've been looking for another star to team up with Luka Doncic, and you had a really good player in Jalen Brunson, and because of how close the Rose family is, Leon Rose, and the Brunson family is, Sam Rose, Leon's son, represents Jalen, and Leon Rose, his first client was Rick Brunson, so it didn't really matter what Brunson was doing in Dallas. If you listen to this show, we told you forever that Jalen Brunson was going to wind up in New York. If I'm the Mavericks and I have a young star in Luka Doncic, the last person when you're looking for another star to bring in to team up Luka Doncic would be Kyrie Irving. If I'm the Mavericks, I'm not considering this. I know if Kyrie is all in, it does make you a better team, but I can't trust Kyrie Irving, because ultimately he will sabotage that locker room, and ultimately he will become a big distraction and he will cause harm in that locker room, Hickey.
Luka Doncic is a very high volume player. I don't see Kyrie Irving going to Dallas, take a backseat to a guy he's not friends with. He did it with Kevin Durant a little bit, although Kevin Durant has hurt a lot, but they were buddies. I don't see him going there and playing like a good soldier, if you will, in Dallas. No chance.
What about the Suns?
Where's he playing?
Would the Nets get DeAndre Ayton back in that deal? We know Ayton isn't happy there. And they signed that extension, and it was like we talked about sometime in January, February, where he's eligible to get traded. If I'm the Nets, like, out of all the destinations and of all the potential returns, I'm like, we can get back DeAndre Ayton? Then that would be something where I'd be like, okay, Kyrie, goodbye. Send you off. You're gone. Done. But if you're the Suns, why would you want Kyrie? That's tough for me to envision that working there.
Where would he play? I know Devin Booker's out now, but he's returning soon. You have Devin Booker, you have Chris Paul. You're going to go with three-guard lineup and then potentially trade DeAndre Ayton in a West that's dominated right now by big men?
I'm not saying from a Suns standpoint it makes sense, but if that's one of the teams that has emerged as a potential suitor now. Is that Shams just getting whatever destinations Kyrie wants to go to, or is that what Shams is hearing where there's potential mutual interest? But if you look at the realistic scenarios here, like the Lakers, I'm not jumping for joy if I'm Sean Marks for getting back Russell Westbrook. The Mavericks, I don't even know what they would give you back. And you look at the Suns, if you could get DeAndre Ayton, young player, I know it didn't end well last year with Monty Williams, but he's back on an extension. No one thinks he's going to see the length of that extension and the end of that extension in Phoenix. But if I am Sean Marks, that's out of those three destinations, the Suns are the one I'm trying to get a deal done with.
I'm not even sure what his value is right now either.
Kyrie.
Like, I don't even like.
I don't think he's getting traded.
I don't know what you'd be able to get back. Again, I'm not. If I was Sean Marks, I'm not looking for a lot anyway. But like, if you're looking
match
for
salaries,
value,
though.
Like, what are you going to be getting back? Expiring contracts and a whole lot of crap.
If you could get DeAndre Ayton, though, you would do that.
I don't think the Suns would do that.
Okay, but once again, you're missing the point. If the Nets could get back DeAndre Ayton,
well, sure,
they would.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, obviously. I just don't think it's realistic. So,
but then why have they emerged as a potential suitor? You're going to have to match
Kyrie
the salary.
Wants to go. Again, you just asked, is it Kyrie's destinations or is this the Suns? And if the Suns are saying, oh, yeah, sure, we'll take Kyrie for, you know, a few expiring contracts and a few other, you know, pieces here and there, and just, again, bundle your whole lot of crap, sure, we'll take it. It's a small risk or a small, you know, risk in terms of what you're giving up for potentially, it's not going to pan out, but potentially a high reward.
Do you think he's getting traded?
Yes.
Okay, so then where?
I think it's going to be the Lakers.
You do?
Yes.
For Westbrook?
Yes.
I don't think he's getting traded. And you know what? If that's what it is, you get back Russell Westbrook. I honestly, if I'm Sean Marks, Sean, if you're listening, which I know you're probably not, be petty. At this point, don't do anything that doesn't benefit your team. And I know you could say just getting Kyrie away from your team will benefit your team, but I'm talking about significantly benefit your team. Do what you did with Kevin Durant, where you don't just trade someone because they want to get traded. Because I know in the NBA now, it's a players-driven league, blah, 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 blah. The Nets showed you that general managers and ownership still have power. And it's not just the players running the league because a player wants out, you have to get rid of him. Because the Nets didn't get rid of KD this year. And for the most part, it's been working this year. They have a really good record. They could be a threat in the postseason. And for Kyrie to just ruin this because he's a pain in the ass and he only cares about himself and he doesn't want to see through the end of this season, I'm not just trading him unless it benefits me on the court. That's the best way to say it. So I would tell Kyrie, you show up, you play, you give it your all, and if you don't, we're going to suspend you for conduct detrimental to the team and then pay you nothing. And honestly, since I don't trust Kyrie Irving, assuming that he stays on the Nets for the end of the season, I don't think the Nets are going to trade him, I really hope that this ends, and I'm looking at it from a realistic standpoint, where the Nets suspend him and he doesn't get another dime for playing this year. Because this dude is insufferable. This dude, all he knows how to do is just ruin teams, and he holds teams hostage, and he's just someone that only cares about himself. And he feels as if he gets slighted from the little things. And in reality, he screws over every single person that he touches in an organization. And this dude was a cancer in Boston, and he's been a cancer here in Brooklyn. And if you're a GM that thinks you're going to bring him in and going to be able to manage Kyrie, you deserve to be fired.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
So just thinking more about the potential Kyrie trade, Hickey. So you see the three rumored destinations, Lakers, Suns, and Mavericks. If the Lakers are going to get a deal done, the Nets are going to want to... If they get this deal done, it means the Nets are going to be okay with getting Russell Westbrook, which I don't think they would be. The Suns, the dream would be DeAndre Ayton. I don't know how realistic that is, though. You'd probably think it would have to be centered around Chris Paul being in the deal. Because once again, the Suns right now, you know, have Booker eventually coming back. And you got CP3. You know they're not trading Booker. Like that would be the definition of stupidity. So maybe CP3 is going to have to be in the deal. The Mavericks, you're probably going to have to get a third team in there. Where the Mavericks are going to have to send a pick. The Mavericks would get Kyrie. And then whatever that other team is would have to give something back to the Nets that would be attractive, that is a player that that team doesn't want anymore and the Mavericks have to give up maybe a ridiculous amount of picks or something like that. And I know Nico Harrison, right, who runs the Mavericks, former Nike executive, probably has a pre-existing relationship with Kyrie, but I don't care what relationships you have in the past. I don't think there's a human being on the planet that could bring in Kyrie Irving and could get Kyrie Irving to be one of the guys in the locker room and not have him create an issue. Like, I guess the guy that has the best chance to do that is LeBron in LA, because LeBron once obviously won an elite level NBA championship with Kyrie, and then Kyrie wanted to get away from LeBron. And then if you're Kyrie and you clearly want to go back to LA, it's almost as if you're crawling back to LeBron James. So, you know, LeBron, one of the greatest players of all time. I'm not saying that he could fully control Kyrie, but that's probably your best bet of getting a max effort, an all-in type of effort from Kyrie Irving, is if he goes back to Los Angeles. But once again, I don't think the Lakers have any pieces that make the Nets really jump for joy in a potential deal. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Really, Hickey, the Lakers and Mavericks are both very similar, where it's almost as if you say, okay, if you want to get that deal done, how do you get the deal done? Because you don't really have much to offer. At least the Suns, you could start with either Chris Paul or DeAndre Ayton as the framework of that deal to at least make the Nets somewhat attractive into or inclined to maybe accepting the deal.
I just don't see the Nets getting anything like a value for Kyrie, just because you mentioned for the last 47 minutes. He can't be trusted. He's a bad dude. He's a cancer in the locker room, and he's also on the last year of his deal. And so now if you're trading for him, even if things go well, there's no guarantee, because everywhere he has been, Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn, he has pledged his allegiance.
Sure.
He has said, I'm going to be here, and then has always burned the place down and left.
But, so but you wouldn't consider, if the Suns want him, you wouldn't consider CP3 or DeAndre Ayton?
No.
DeAndre Ayton?
No.
If you're the Nets?
Oh, if you're the Nets, yes. From the Suns, I would not give up either for Kyrie. From the Nets, absolutely.
But
I just don't think you're going
to
be.
But if they want him, you're going to have to get rid of one of those guys.
Why? I don't think Kyrie's market's high. I don't think his value's high right now.
Because you're going to have to match a salary at some point in a deal. And once again, if let's say the Suns want Kyrie, which I don't know if they do or don't. But let's say if they want him, you can't have CP3, Booker, and Kyrie in your backcourt.
I would agree. I don't know why they're in the running, but I don't think they would trade their locker room leader and Chris Paul for a guy who, you know, take away a vacuum
because
of leadership.
Maybe Chris Paul's run his course.
Throw in a guy in Kyrie who just make things worse. I don't see that happening.
But you're under the belief that they don't want him. I don't know if they want him or not. And if you do want him, and let's just take the report for what it is, maybe they do, maybe they don't, that the Lakers, Suns, and Mavericks have emerged as potential suitors, you're going to have to give up either DeAndre Ayton or Chris Paul to get that deal done. If you want him. I don't think it's smart to bring in Kyrie. I wouldn't bring in Kyrie. But if you want Kyrie Irving, and let's say if the Suns do, and I don't know if they do or don't, but if they do, just for the sake of this conversation, you're going to have to give up either DeAndre Ayton or Chris Paul to make it work.
And you mentioned before, one thing we don't know is, are they actually interested? We don't know. Shams reporting it. He is tight with Kyrie. Is this just trying to drum up a market? Is this trying to put other teams, maybe the Clippers, who could use a point guard, you know, kind of on the spot and say, hey, look, there's already a market here. Either get in or get out, or try to raise the price of a team like the Lakers. I honestly don't buy that there's a big market for Kyrie. I don't. I know the reports out there. I don't buy the Mavericks are interested. I don't buy the Suns are interested. I don't think it makes sense for either team.
You know, I really got to see what Woj is saying about this, because it's one thing with the ties that Shams has to the Kyrie camp. I wonder what Woj is saying about the Suns' potential interest in this, because I think that's a different voice, and I think that could be big. So we will take a look at that, and we'll look it up and see what Woj is reporting, if anything at all, about the Suns and maybe their interests, if it's legit or not, when it comes to Kyrie. Let's go to Darnell in Pennsylvania next up on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Darnell?
Man, I have to say, you were all the way on point what you said about Kyrie. The only thing I disagree in is that you got to trade him. You have to trade him if there's anything to grab. I don't think there's anything that you're looking for. I don't think you're ever going to get a real great piece back for him. But just business-wise, you can't go to the offseason with letting him just walk away just because he is talent. So I definitely think you got to trade. I also think KD don't have any room because he signed the extension. So really, there's nothing he can say at this point but do the same thing of what you said, either play or sit out the season. So I think the Lakers are the only team that really has the shot of pulling Kyrie in. I think all these other teams are just, you know, clickbait of trying to just build it up to try to see if they can get something going. But I don't think anybody wants him other than the Lakers. And I think that's about the only team that's going to actually be able to get him.
Well, we'll see how it plays out, Darnell. And it seems like that's definitely where we know that Kyrie wants to go to the Lakers. And if that's where Kyrie wants to go, fair or not, I kind of hope that doesn't happen. And if all you're getting back is Russell Westbrook, like, I guess, but that really doesn't do much for me if I'm the Brooklyn Nets. So this is from Woj. The Lakers and Mavericks have previously expressed trade interest in Irving and plan to talk with the Nets in the coming days, but both teams are privately expressing limitations on offering significant trade assets for Irving, sources said. And you also have Woj saying that the Suns are going to be in play as well. So I guess very similarly, what's coming from Woj, from Shams, is also coming from Woj as well, just to give you a different voice. And this is a story I'm reading with Woj reporting along with Tim McManaman. So you got a few voices here, you know, in the whole situation here on the future of Kyrie Irving. And we'll see if he ends up getting traded or not. But Irving, who will become a free agent this summer, wants out ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline, with the Lakers, Mavericks, and Suns expected to explore the possibility of a deal with Brooklyn, sources said. That's from Wojnarowski. Now, you could make the case, is the Woj source the same as the Shams source? Probably, you would think, but who knows? We'll see what the Suns' legit interest in is in Kyrie Irving. But if I'm the Suns, like, I don't get why you would do it. But if you're a Nets fan, you look at some of their pieces that they may be willing to dump off, it's probably best if the Suns do get involved in the picture and just maybe you could get DeAndre Ayton. But once again, like Hickey said earlier, if the Nets somehow got DeAndre Ayton for him and they don't get rid of Chris Paul, and you know Booker's not going anywhere, trying to have those three guys mesh together would be just an absolute disaster. Alrighty, we will take a break. When we come on back, we'll get into this Derek Carr stuff. There's a report that maybe Derek Carr and the Saints could be a match. We'll also get into some Jimmy G destinations, because we heard the other day, earlier in the week, Kyle Shanahan said Jimmy G is not going to be back with the San Francisco 49ers. And we have a star player in the NFL who we talked to less than 2 weeks ago, is now starting to recruit a little bit, Aaron Rodgers, to potentially be willing to accept a trade to this destination. But the player did one of those things that we'll talk about on the other side, where you lowered the fishing rod with the bait on it a little bit. Everyone tried to grab it, and then he pulled the fishing rod back up and reeled back up the bait before everyone got to take a bite out of it, and now is saying, oh, I didn't mean to lower the bait. So there's one big star in the NFL who's new to the NFL that is trying to stir up the pot, and now he's claiming he was just trolling us, but I think the message he put out there earlier today are finally his genuine thoughts. So we'll talk some NFL when we return. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Back in five.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.